Cooley, Associate Dean for Legal Affairs and General Counsel. We just had a few moments to talk with him yesterday, so we wanted to get him back on the program. Cooley has filed two lawsuits, and we're talking about slander and what can folks say on blogs. With my sports background, we dealt with a lot of imbeciles who would write crazy things on blogs. You don't know who they are. You can't identify them because they're anonymous, and they usually stick their necks out there and say outrageous things because they can't be held accountable. I'm not saying that the lawsuits that Cooley has brought up are justified, but it is worth talking about because of the bloggers that are involved in this. Jim, how are you this morning?
I'm very good, Tony. Thanks for having me back.
Well, I appreciate you being back. Well, there are two lawsuits. Talk about both those suits again.
Very briefly, I introduced the first one at the end of your show yesterday. It's against a law firm in New York City that posted statements online indicating that we, our students, had default rates in the range of 40-41%. That number is actually calculated by the federal government, and it's about 2.2%. The law firm also stated that we were under investigation by the federal government, that we deceive our students, misreport our student loan default rates, and we feel that's defamatory. In fact, if we had default rates that high, the federal government would shut us down. It would remove all of our federal financial aid. We wouldn't be able to operate. The second lawsuit is against bloggers, and I thought you gave a good introduction. The bloggers, in my judgment, appear to think they can say anything they want anonymously. But I want to make clear, we're not going after people who say things, who think bad things about Cooley, who even have bad opinions about Cooley. We're realists. We understand there are people out there saying, having bad opinions about Cooley on the Internet. What we're going after is statements claiming that we are criminals, statements claiming that we package up our student loans and sell them off as fraudulent securities on Wall Street. In fact, some of the bloggers go so far as to claim that the administrators at Cooley are really working under fictitious names for banks and financial firms on Wall Street. It's really ridiculous stuff. And it's you mentioned slander. We believe it's in a category known as defamation per se, which is defamation so bad, in this case, claiming that we're engaging in criminal conduct. It's so bad that the damage to our reputation is just presumed.
All right. In one lawsuit, the Thomas M. Cooley Law School, and this is an article I'm reading that was from the Wall Street Journal. So this is a very serious and interesting case. But in one lawsuit, Thomas M. Cooley Law School, located, of course, here in Lansing, claims that it has been the victim of ads on Craigslist and Facebook posted by attorneys at Cruzan Strauss LLP seeking former law school students to join them in a potential class action suit against the school. Now, I contacted that law firm, Cruzan Strauss. I talked to Mr. Cruzan, and he declined to come on the program. We actually contacted them via email also, and I got another decline. So they have had an opportunity to come on and discuss this issue. When I see those commercials on TV where they say, if you've been affected by this or this and this, you may have a right to be a part of this suit, and apparently that's what they're trying to do also.
Well, I would say they've gone a step further, Tony, and we recognize if a law firm posted advertisements on the Internet saying, hey, if you're a Cooley grad, give us a call. We're investigating the law school. We think you may have claims. That's one thing. What this firm did, Tony, is to actually post legal documents on the Internet through Facebook and circulating around in the Facebook email system. They posted documents suggesting that they were actual legal documents to be filed in court, making criminal accusations against Cooley, claiming that we were blatantly misrepresenting our student employment numbers, claiming that we engage in quote, Enron-style accounting that private companies would be subject to criminal indictment for, And all of this was put out in a document stating it as if it were true. The big difference between the conduct that you introduced this idea with and what I'm describing is, in the first case, there's nothing Cooley would or could do about it. Certainly any law firm out there is entitled to look at our practices and invite people to share their experiences. But what this Curzon Strauss firm did in New York City is post documents online stating facts that we were engaged in criminal practices. And that's where we feel they've crossed the line. That's what we feel is defamation.
All right, here's the Craigslist posting. My firm is currently conducting a broad, wide-ranging investigation of a number of law schools for manipulating their postgraduate employment data and salary information. Among the schools we are investigating is the Thomas M. Cooley Law School, which claims that 76% of his graduates have allegedly secured employment within the last 9 months of graduation. Has Cooley made that statement?
The 76% number is accurate, and I will point out the Craigslist posting that you just read in and of itself would not be problematic. We pointed that out as one fact in the entire story that we feel justifies our lawsuit. But I will acknowledge the Craigslist posting by itself, although it might violate the Craigslist terms of services, isn't something that we believe, again, by itself, states anything defamatory. The 76% number is accurate. The firm apparently took that right from Cooley's website.
All right, where do we stand with the legal action here?
Well, they've just been initiated. None of the defendants have responded at this point, and litigation can sometimes be a long process. So we've stated our claims. We believe they're valid, and we'll pursue them.
Now, do we know anything about this law firm, Curzon Strauss? Are any of them Cooley Law graduates? It's interesting that they have decided to make their niche, to make their nickel doing this.
We don't know much. They, of course, have an online presence. There's a website. I believe it's CurzonStrauss.com. It appears they have four attorneys practicing associated with the firm, two partners and two others. We don't know much more. They graduated from law school not at Cooley, but sometime between 2003, 2004. It's a fairly new firm. They just established themselves last fall. I don't know why they targeted Cooley, and I don't know why they've targeted this particular issue, but I certainly believe their tactics for coming after Cooley are inappropriate.
Now, who represents Cooley? You're a law school. There's a lot of lawyers who have been trained by you. How do you decide who represents you?
Well, we have a business relationship with a number of firms. In this particular case, we chose to engage a firm named Miller Canfield, headquartered in Detroit, offices in Lansing and other places around the state. And we're represented by a couple of attorneys in their litigation department. And we've had a long and good association with Miller Canfield, so we felt that it was an appropriate representation here.
Well, I think there should be a cybernet law that if you have a blog, you should put your name and your picture there. I doubt that'll ever happen. But many of us have learned that when we see blogs that have, you know, bizarre names, just ignore them.
Well, it's unfortunate. I do believe the anonymity emboldens people to say things that would not be appropriate if they attached their names to them, or what they wouldn't acknowledge if they put their name to it, and that's unfortunate.
All right, Jim Thalen is the Cooley Associate Dean for Legal Affairs and General Counsel. Jim, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it. We're going to stay on top of this story.
Thanks for your time, too, Tony.